I'm starting my walk from the Black Castle, the oldest house in Leixlip. It's facing the fire station and Shillicon Lane, named after a stream of that name from the Irish Eachor Shilla, Shedding Tears, which heads north from here. The lane was once the main road to Dunboyne via Confey Castle, but was cul-de-sacs by the Royal Canal across the top. Now it's just a steep walker's climb out of the village. The Black Castle is a tower house on Mill Lane, which is a short extension of the main street. It was the home office of a yeoman, Lisa O'Connor, who died about 1626. In 1429, King Henry VI's regime offered a £10 grant to build tower houses, which were usually three or four stories tall. They were distinguished like this one by a semi-cylindrical shape up the back, which contained a staircase. Lord Walter Fitzgerald, founder of the County Kildare Archaeological Society, has written that during the rebellion of 1798, a gallows was built in front of the Black Castle. We haven't a record of whether it was used. The Usher family lived in the Black Castle for some time, and it was recorded that the first strawberries to be grown in Ireland were grown in the garden here for James Usher in August 1740, so the Dublin Newsletter reported. Leixlip has always been a place of industry, having water power from at least three water courses. So we had flour mills some six stories high at the foot of Mill Lane. These mills once belonged to the writer Samuel Beckett's grandfather, and Sam's mother, Maria Rowe, was born and raised in Leixlip. Several of the millers lived in the Black Castle and in what was then called a bridge house, and now the toll house on Leixlip Bridge. Adjoining the flour mills was County Kildare's only iron mills, which date back at least to the early 1700s. There was plenty of timber in the town from which to make charcoal, a raw ingredient for melting iron. The townland names Collinstown and Kellystown and a derrick nearby are all named for types of wood. Richard Turner, made famous for his iron glasshouses at Kew Gardens and Dublin's Botanic Gardens, was probably born in Leixlip. His wife and children are buried in St Mary's Churchyard on Main Street. A turn behind the fire station takes us in the Dublin direction towards St Catherine's Park, which was established about 1219 as an Augustinian priory by the Norman Lord of Leixlip, Adam de Hereford, in collaboration with his counterpart in Lucan, Wirish de Pesh. The priors, six of them, were to build a weir and to raise the water level and a mill, which they did at the foot of Mill Lane. St. Catherine's Park was purchased by the President when he was Minister for the State, and local control was given to the county councils to manage as a park. Access to the park from Leixlip is via the Black, or perhaps more correctly, Back Avenue. At the top of the avenue we cross the border from Kildare to Dublin, and the gate lodge there is the birthplace of Captain, later Commandant James O'Neill, of the Irish Citizen Army. In Easter week 1916, he was in charge of munitions, including canister bombs he had made. After greeting the Maynooth volunteers who'd marched into the GPO along the Royal Canal towpath, he handed them their bombs. It's time now to move up the lane to the main street. Shortly we come to a turn to the left for the long five-arch bridge of Leixlip, across which is the Salmon Leap Inn, which dates from at least 1713 in Coldrina townland. We're 10 miles from the capital. In 1728, the ground rents of the town were sold by John White, an estate agent and the last of the White family to occupy Leixlip Castle and St. Catherine's Priory. He sold it to the Speaker of the Irish House of Commons, Connolly, of Castletown, for £11,000 odd. The Speaker was well got, and in no time had a new road to Kinnegad, and later to Mullingar, built about 1730. It included this bridge with a house on it to collect the tolls. That's my home since 1991. We returned now to the main street. The first house on the left or south side of the main street is Shingled House, which dates from 1740 or earlier. It was leased by Connolly in 1740 to John Barton, a Lucan brewer who may have been Arthur Guinness's brewer. More recently, the Quaker families of Shackleton, flour millers and cousins of the Ballytor family, and the Bewleys, Alfred the chocolate maker, Mary, a community activist, lived here. Lily of the Valley was the flour brand of the Shackletons, and as their fine quality calico bags were used to make football shirts, that's how the County Kildare team got to be called the Lily Whites. Across the street stands Ivy House, another 18th century house built for Robert Law, Barrack Master of Ireland, again about 1740. Law lived in a fine Georgian house, called after himself, Robertsville, near the village. It is now known as Rivale House. Shortly we come to the Captain's Hill T-junction to the north. It was formerly Priest Lane after Caesar Otway, a local Church of Ireland curate who had his leap house at Newtown House, recently the home of Leixlip Town Council before its abolition. Leixlip was the last town council to be established in Ireland. Captain's Hill replaced the Shillicon Lane as the road north from the town, crossing the Royal Canal at Cope Bridge. Leixlip House, the first house, was built for General William Brady. It was him the local men of 1798 handed in their pikes. Moving along, we come to a terrace of 8 houses on the north side of the main street. It was once called the Parade and now the Mall. Before them, the street extended under them and the cobbles are still there, creating a great square for marching soldiers based at Leixlip Castle. To the left, where the derelict number 33 is, was the birthplace of General William Francis Rowntree, one of the top fenians of the day. A few doors away is the location of the first brewery of Arthur Guinness, which he built under lease about 1755. It was in the courtyard fashion of his day. After a few years, Arthur leased a brewery in James Street, Dublin, and left his father and brother to run Leixlip until early in the 19th century. Shortly we come to St. Mary's Church of Ireland, a Norman church which was in time past the deanery or local head church of all the churches in the area, which accounts for Archbishop Price being buried there. A little further up the street, we come to the Rye Bridge linking Main Street to Pound Street towards Leixlip Castle. The castle is upon a hill overlooking the Rye River confluence with the Liffey. The Rye River gets its name from a generic Irish name for river, Rigga, not from Rí as in King. Of course, it was the Vikings from Scandinavia who gave Leixlip its current name, called Salmon Leap in 1207. Being the English translation of the Norse, Lax Slaup. The main interest of the Vikings was the salmon harvesting, captured in baskets as they fell from the waterfalls some 150 feet wide. The noise of the Liffey over them could be heard half a mile away. They are now hidden beneath the ESB's dam. Two local townland names, Ravensdale and Blakestown, also signal the Viking presence. We've reached the end of the main street now. From here we leave the village of Leixlip and rise up Leixlip Hill or Station Road to the north on the turnpike road to the west. Maynooth Town is the next stop. On the hill just west of here is the Catholic parish church of Leixlip, first dedicated to St. Charles Borromeo, who was a pope's nephew in the 15th century. Across the street and down steps to the banks of the Rye Water is the former Catholic chapel, hidden out of the way. This dates back to about 1720. We won't travel out the road any further, but there you will come to the Royal Canal again, with its enormous aqueduct over the Rye Water, a former hot spring and Romanesque bath, and next door, for the next kilometre long, Intel's microprocessor factory, now 30 years established and providing employment for 5,000 workers and more than half of the rateable income in County Kildare.